Hello. Welcome to another lecture, chapter number 8. And this chapter, we are talking about tourism organization. Now, this chapter could include tourism organization, which are of international repute and on the local platform. So let's learn about the international bodies, which means the organization. Some of them are umbrella bodies. Promoting international tourism. As we know, tourism is an industry. There is a contribution, support, and umbrella coverage to tourism comes under these international bodies. Promoting international tourism, they all have one vision, one outlook, and that is to support international tourism. We will know how do direct-centric countries enhance tourism in their countries. Have an idea about a few tourism promotion organizations in India. So when we will learn about the international organization or bodies that support and protect tourism's growth, we will also pick up some of the organizations that promote tourism in India as their responsibility. So because of international tourism is growing and importance of many international tourism organizations have been set up. They have been set up as an umbrella body, as a protecting body, as an organization that would bring in the activities of tourism under discipline and control. So some of them bring together national tourist organization or other service. Some of them also rope in the national tourism organization under their umbrella. Provides direct connected with the tourists such as airlines, hoteliers, travel agents, etc. So quite a few of the supply chain and the players in the tourism industry are members directly or indirectly of all this. So introduction suggests us soon after the Second World War. You see, the importance and the growth of the tourism that we see today that has risen and grown leaps and bounds gives total credit for the Second World War to register the growth of the tourism industry that we have seen. Post-Second World War, when the Second World War got over, it was decided by the countries in the West that war is not the solution and enough of war. Millions of people die, especially in Germany. Huge number of male folks died. But at the same time, the advancement of technology and new supply chain started coming up, like aircraft manufacturing industry, like advanced level of infrastructure, all started coming up, and boom, international travel started happening. Countries felt, okay, we have suffered, our economics are down, let us generate revenue for our country, and we have so much to be shown to the world, let's start bringing in international tourists. So associations started coming up, operating at different levels, say for example on a global level, regional level, and national level. Many association organizations started into formation stage. So first, let's pick up NTOs. NTOs are referred to National Tourism Organization. So every country in the world has a national body responsible for tourism. In certain countries like India and many other countries of the world, they have Ministry of Tourism. But in other parts, especially in Western Europe and America, the tourism is not under the ministry, but different organizations are set up who promote as a destination, as a region, as a particular industry, they take care of the growth of tourism. So you would possibly have a Frankfurt tourism organization where all the suppliers of hotels, travel agents will form and will promote Frankfurt as a destination. Or likewise a region. And so many such organizations started emerging post-Second World War. So it can be part of a ministry, as I mentioned, a constitutional part of a government department like Ministry of Tourism or Department of Tourism Or like in Thailand, for example, Tourism Authority of Thailand, which was earlier named before 60 as Tourism Organization of Thailand, TOT, Tourism Organization of Thailand, later turned into Tourism Authority of Thailand, that almost held a status of a ministry and which was directly reporting to the government. And this head, which was governor of Tourism Authority, was responsible and holding a rank of a minister. Very much like in India, until 60, there was no Ministry of Tourism. It was part of Information and Culture Ministry to show to the world that what we have as a national heritage and as a national asset. Then in 66, post LK Jha committee recommendation, the Ministry of Tourism emerged. And now it's an independent ministry with three ministers, one in the cabinet rank and two as a minister of state's status. So this was a count on various organizations, domestically, internationally. So the National Tourism Organization that we are talking of will be to ensure the appropriate development and promotion of a nation as a tourism destination. I can give you another example here. In UAE, for example, Dubai is promoted not by tourism ministry, but it's a department under Ministry of Commerce to promote tourism. You understand? And look what we say, in Dubai, the number of tourist arrival that is happening, still it is not getting a status of ministry. They have their own reason for that. We won't go into that because this is their internal matter. So we move further. What do the NTO as a function, as an operational body do? Now we here are not picking up any specific country as such, but we are picking up overall as NTO, the National Tourism Organization. As I mentioned, it could be anything like a department of a ministry, an independent body as looking after the tourism growth, like I mentioned the ministry, the Tourism Authority of Thailand, which is not known as a ministry, but as an independent government body holding and governed by the status of a governor and so on, and in Department of Tourism, in Ministry of Commerce and Trade in UAE. Their main job is to information and promotion within the country, increase awareness of the destination in the country, first of all, that the locals, the citizens, the netizens of a particular country are aware what products we have. And of course, in many countries, under the Ministry of Tourism, there are other ministries statewide, like we have Ministry of Tourism, Maharashtra, Ministry of Tourism, Gujarat, Ministry of Tourism, Rajasthan, Ministry of Tourism in Union Territory format, like Department of Tourism under Andaman and Nicobar Island, Department of Tourism under Daman, Dadra and Nagar Haveli, and so on. So this is different setup that has been done. Role is to promote and provide information within the country, overseas promotion activities. Now, I would like to highlight here that until 31st of March last year, we had ministry international offices of Department of Tourism in practically almost 12 countries in the world. 12 offices we had until March 2023. But Government of India decided to close those offices and monitor the activities from the Ministry of Tourism. Reason not given, but yes, there is a noticeable gap in providing international information, though Government of India has not stopped participating on international travel shows and so on. The reason, one of the reasons given is all the activities of Ministry of Tourism India have gone on the digital platform in form of apps. So anybody would like to get anything, any information, can go down to those apps and get the information. But yes, these international offices like office in Dubai, office in London, office in New York, Frankfurt, America, all have been shut down. 12 to 13 offices have been closed down. So that is one of the activities. I've given you information on overseas promotional activities. So participation in international travel shows like ITB, like WTM, like ATM, like Fitur hasn't stopped. There is a fund that keeps going out of Ministry of Tourism for participating on international shows or possibly a road show that's being held in different region taken by the Ministry of Tourism, airline and the tour operators. It also helps the role of them gain a market research, the new area, new market that have emerged and how to work in those markets. International relationship improves because awareness, once it is created, now we will not talk about the closure of international tourism offices, but we will generalize it and discuss on a generic platform of the role that is the role of the NTO. So they create awareness, they do market research for possible growth of new destinations or new markets that are possibly emerging. Say, for example, South America, say, for example, Pacific Ocean Island, and so on and so forth. So market research in that regard. What are the expectations in international market? How are we coping with it? Then identification, development of tourist area. Not all the ongoing destination need to be continuously promoted. We need to bring in more underdeveloped areas for promotion, provide infrastructure to them through the various departments and ministries, like Ministry of Road for Development of Road Infrastructure, Ministry of Civil Aviation to bring in a new airport, and so on and so forth. At the same time, indirectly, all this infrastructure growth will support the tourism, and that's identifying the tourist development areas that need attention and the growth. Then overall, the tourism policy and regulation, like we have been talking in India for a number of years for a national tourism law, which hasn't taken a shape as yet, though we have a national tourism policies. So these activities are part of national tourism organization, also supporting key tourism interests in a time of financial crisis, pumping in money, supporting, providing some sort of financial assistance through various other sources of financial institution that take care of the tourism growth. Not necessarily from the Ministry of Tourism, because Ministry of Tourism doesn't provide funding for the growth of anything. There are international financial organizations, or we have finance corporations who support the growth of tourism, including bringing in infrastructure. So quite a few of the role that NTO does. Some of the international level association, now we pick up from International Association, International Union of Official Travel Organization, IUOTO, UNWTO, which is World Tourism Organization, with a prefix of UN, which I said to you in previous lecture, this is now named as UN Tourism, UNWTO. Then World Travel and Tourism Council, WTTC, which is a private body funded by the private participants who are key travel agents or the tourism suppliers. Then International Civil Aviation Organization, ICAO, which is part of an UN body looking after the growth of civil aviation all around the world, and the International Air Transport Association, named as IATA. We'll pick up one by one as the slides move. So IUOTO referred to International Union of Official Travel Organization. It was formed in 1947. Look at the year 1947, post-Second World War, out of efforts to rebuild the travel industry after the World War II. And its aim is to encourage the free movement of persons. Of course, to allow someone to get a visa and come into another country is the option of the inviting country or the issue visa issuance of the country. But here, don't forget that the role of this organization is to ensure that more international travelers are encouraged and allowed to come into other countries so that the world is known to everyone, and movement of human being become free. And then again, a movement of person, and though this is to make nations more prosperous and peaceful. The outcome of this, of allowing free travel, is just to ensure that the prosperity in form of tourism spending will support the growth of those countries' economy. That's the focus on it. It does this through conducting research. Mind it, research work is very important, and they collect statistics and offering consultancy services and assistance. And then IOTO folded up in 1971 and was succeeded by. So this organization was shut down, or rather merged, and the new name was given to it, known as World Tourism Organization, WTO, when World Trade Organization, with the same abbreviation WTO, they renamed WTO with a prefix of UN, reading at UNWTO, means United Nations World Trade Organization, wherein World Trade Organization remained without the prefix of UN. Of course, that also in 2024 has been renamed the IUOTO, the preceder of UNWTO and preceder of that, successor of UNWTO, now is UN Tourism, which is an international organization under United Nations, and it has a Secretary General. So World Tourism Organization, we spoke about. The idea behind this setting up of this organization is to promote and study international tourism. They study every single detail, including data collection and trans-satellite account formation, where statistic is accumulated, acquired, and shared on the form of trans-satellite account, where special tabs are handed over to each country who is a member of it. So at one given time, three or four times in a year, you get updates of international tourist movement, including foreign tourist arrival and their receipts and spending, plus a lot of more advantages under different tasks come in course of time for us to do further research in tourism. It's headquartered in Madrid, Spain, and is a specialized agency of the United Nations. It reminds the traveler. Now, what do they do? It reminds the traveler to be informed and tolerant, to truly understand different culture. There's the ethic of code that UNWTO has released. The concept, the whole concept is internationally, we do have different culture, different language, different dress code, different understanding, and many other things. Different culture in a nutshell that need to be respected. Yes, that's the message it comes in for UNWTO. It aims at increasing tourism to make nation culturally richer and world more peaceful. There's nothing more that we can expect from the growth of tourism other than peaceful and respect culture prevailing for all the players in this sense, all the countries of the world where respect of culture and different lifestyle, people's food habits are respected around the world. That's the message that is under this. They have a set of code of ethics which tells exactly which area has to be respected ethically. So we may speak different languages, we may have a different code of ethics, but all that is to be respected and a peace to prevail all around. It is said that tourism unites people. So the World Tourism Organization, the Global Code of Ethics, as I was mentioning you, it gives numerous recommendations to the traveler. You need to study this code of ethics from Global Code of Ethics from UNWTO. They are quite a good in number to be studied. To study travel trend through the past, data and predict future tourism trends. This is what they do faithfully on a timely basis. In fact, as I was mentioning, there are tabs that have been released to all the members, and on a very timely basis, it has to be provided to UNWTO. With plus and minus some variation, you get tabs, you get information to you as a feeder and as an information for any research work that has to be carried out. Which area is growing? What's the number of foreign tourists arrival? Where we are scoring high number of tourists? And to prevent the spread of disease was one thing that was taken up and really appreciated by the entire body of the world, United Nations, the role UNWTO offered during COVID. Also, travel warnings are there from UNWTO in case if there is a political disturbance or in case of natural disaster or in case of any mishap that could have happened and would damage the tourism industry. UNWTO take a forward step in informing the world traveler around the world to be careful in taking off their travel. So, great role played by UNWTO or UN tourism. And they assist countries in marketing their destination. The countries that are not fully aware of the growth that tourism needs, what is to be put for international market. Newly joining countries are totally unaware how to be established in international market, what are expectations in international market. UNWTO assists them in coming up to international market, presenting their tourism product in whatever way they are, add up some additional growth into that and bring them up to international standard. Myself, very modestly, I'm sharing it to you. I had the pleasure of working for a country, Tajikistan, for one full year, helping them and lifting their capacity to come under the international standard, and this role I played as UNWTO's rep or marketing director for that country. Yeah, so that was the role of UNWTO. Other international organizations, what they do, encourage countries in simplifying visa application process. Old time, maybe 25, 30 years back, there was a huge lot of a process that was required. You need to forward your detail first to country, and then the foreign ministry used to go through all the paperwork that you would have sent and reject or approve or ask for further documents if they would like to process your visa. And that was resulting into as many as 15 to 1 full month. That was really a very disturbing element for the tourism industry. So international organization came up and requested that, yes, reduction of travel tax should happen. Visa application process should be made smoother and faster. Then again, another role is to build or rebuild their image after crisis like natural disasters. And you remember what happened not very far from now, just 10 to 12 years back. We talk of tsunami, where disaster happened, over 100,000 people died due to this tsunami, mostly in Indonesia and then other parts around India, around Indian Ocean, like for example Thailand, for example Vietnam, including India and all the way down up to Sri Lanka. All were disturbed by this tsunami. The role played by UNWTO during this natural disaster was really appreciable because they created the awareness, giving information to the tourists around the world with the updates on growth or rather disaster. So we take some statistic here. I was continuously saying it to you that World Tourism Organization stand as UN Tourism now. You can see the logo here. The color maybe you have to go through this and see UN Tourism. That's the new name given to it. Again, it is at Madrid, Spain. So World Tourism Organization next international organization we pick up is World Travel and Tourism Council, WTTC. It's the worldwide representative body for the travel and tourism industry. Mind it, it's a private organization. It is not linked to any country. It is for more than three decades, WTTC has studied the economic effects of travel and tourism in over 185 countries, focusing on topics like overcrowding, which means mass tourism, taxation issues. If you are taxing too much to a tourist, then possibly they would avoid. Policy-making advices are being given by them, and more to highlight the significance of the travel and tourism industry as one of the largest global economic sector. Yes, if you look at the contribution of travel and tourism, it has given or it has provided direct or indirect job for over 10% of the workforce that is working in any country of the world. 10% come through the travel and tourism and hospitality industry, which means out of 100 jobs, 10 jobs are with travel and tourism industry. That's the growth tourism hospitality industry is showing towards the growth of tourism.